The elves have many enemies, and it is the duty of the knights to fight against them with swords and shields. In the big ballroom of the castle, hundreds of crest shields hang. Each shield is decorated with a picture, and they all have a story to tell. This is the story of the witch, Black Raven. It was a lovely summer day. The elves were gathered in the castle yard for a big tournament. Here, the knights were to show off their skills. They fought with blunt lances and tried to push each other off the horse. One of the knights was called Acorn. He was the youngest of them all. "I am sure that you will win," said his girlfriend Rosehip. She held his horse by the bridle while he got up. The horse's name was Stormy. It was the fastest horse in the castle. Now the first knights were lining up. The tournament was about to begin. The spectators waited anxiously, both the king and the queen, and everyone else. In that very moment, a big raven came flying through the castle yard. The raven snatched the crown from the king's head and flew away, holding it in its claws. The king screamed out loud. "What happened?" yelled the elves. "A horrible disaster," said the king. "My crown has been stolen. It is enchanted, and if it disappears, our country is in grave danger." "Follow that raven," said Rosehip, and jumped up behind Acorn on the horse. "I saw that it flew north." "Let's go," Acorn said, and patted Stormy on the neck. Stormy whinnied loudly and went galloping through the gates. They rode north, and Stormy ran fast as the whistling wind. Finally, they came to a river. On a bridge, a dwarf sat fishing. Acorn stopped and asked, "Have you seen a raven fly by here with a crown in its claws?" "Yes," said the dwarf, "but that raven is no ordinary bird. It is the witch, Black Raven. She was on the way home to her magical garden." "Where is her magical garden?" Acorn asked. "Somewhere behind that forest over there," the dwarf said. "But that is not a garden you want to visit. I have seen many people pass here on the way to that garden, but none of them ever came back. You would be wise to turn around." "No way," said Acorn. "Will you show us the way?" asked Rosehip. "I will if you promise to protect me," said the dwarf. Together, they continued toward the witch's garden. It was surrounded by a tall wall with a gate. Next to the gate, there was a shield with a picture of a raven on it. Acorn jumped off the horse. He banged the shield with a thundering sound and yelled, "Open the gate!" Now the gate was opened by a knight. He was dressed in steel from head to toe. "I am the Steel Knight," he said. "I guard the raven's nest. What are you doing here?" "I am here to get back the crown of the Elf King," Acorn said. "And if you do not give..."